Here at Friendship Village, the dining hall is a place for seniors to relax and chat with their friends. But for the past few months, a handful of seniors had dinner with unlikely guests, Western Michigan University students. The Resilience Project pairs seniors with WMU CETA scholars, who are college students who have aged out of foster care, and Kalamazoo Promise students for a cross-generational experience.
I'm Judy Savoy, the Resident Services Director of Friendship Village, and also the facilitator of the Resilience Project. When I was reading the paper, I noticed that a lot of students were having a hard time once they got into school with the Promise, staying, that they were faced with a lot of other difficulties. And I thought, what can we do for those kids? So I started thinking about the fact that our biggest resource are the residents.
Every 2 weeks, each pair ate together and talked about their lives. They wrote journal entries about the experience, and at the end of the program, they created a work of art to represent their relationship. Western student Maurice Washington talks about the art piece he made with senior Dave McShane, using photos of their hands.
I thought it was pretty neat because he has white hands and I have black hands, and that was a big part of it. Yeah, we were just telling a story about it started off with drama and conflict, just like he's sort of smashing my hand or pushing it away or something like that. And as it went on, we start to settle our differences, and we had handshakes and things that represent peace.
Washington and McShane come from different backgrounds and grew up in very different times. But McShane says after talking with Washington, he really started to see young people in a different light.
I make a sad public confession now that when I came into this program, I thought most of the young people we would meet would kind of be another version of Jersey Shore. And man, was I wrong. Absolutely, totally, 100% wrong. I'm convinced that that's pushed at us, and it's a gross anomaly. This is not what's going on in the world.
You know, I always pictured the seniors being more reserved, you know, like kind of like conservative.
That's Western student Christina Bryant. Barbara Jones is her senior partner in the program.
She's funny. Like, she understands modern times. Like, if you talk to her about, like, transgendered people or gay people, she'd totally talk to you about it. She wouldn't be like, oh, that's so disgusting. Like, no. She's completely open to that kind of stuff. And when people make negative comments, you know, either racial or anything like that, she doesn't agree with it. She's like, no, you got to be open to new experiences, new things in life.
Judy Savoy says the Resilience Project is not a mentorship program. She wanted the seniors to get as much out of the experience as the students. Bryant says even though Jones is older, she still treats her like an equal.
She did do psychology, and I'm a psychology major, and she helps me with that. She does tell me about, like, what happened with her, kind of not directing me, like, oh, you should do this, you should do that, but, like, this is what happened with me, you know, kind of giving me, like, you know, watch what I did, this is what I did, maybe you should get some pointers from that.
Savoy says almost every student who volunteered for the program enrolled in school the next semester, but Washington and McShane say the most important thing is that they found they had more similarities than differences.
We may look different, maybe from different places, may have more money than someone else, but we're all the same. We're all Americans, and we all have the same goal, and we need to work together and be non-judgmental to accomplish. So we can accomplish so much more if we just did that.
If everyone in the world could have an experience like the two of us have had in the last few months, we'd have a profoundly different world.
You can see the Resilience Project art pieces at Friendship Village through the end of this month.